Boker Tov Rabotai. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shvat Kodesh. Leseder Vayera Hashem El Avraham. Vayera El Av Hashem. And today is Yud Gimal Be Mar Cheshvan. It's my grandfather's yahrzeit today also, which is not kishmak, but the Divrei Torah should be Leinu Nishmato. Mor Zekeni Yaakov Ben Moshe. Baruch Atah Adonai. Elohim Melech HaOlam Sheyakun Yom Dvaro. So yesterday, I was at a yahrzeit. Not my grandfather, somebody else's. And I said something which rocked a lot of people's world.
You were speaking to the crowd?
Yes. There's a Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Gemara, Mata Tzochek, I didn't even say anything yet. Anyway.
It's going to be good.
Who says? Because it always is. Anyway. Yesterday. I said, based on yesterday's daf, the Gemara, yesterday, it's a very interesting sugya, the Gemara asks the age-old question, who's better, boys or girls? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara is tole this in Machloket Tanaim. And also with regards, it's Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, did Avraham Avinu have any daughters? The Gemara, the Torah says in Parashat Chayei Sarah, ואברהם זקן בא בימים ואדוני ברך את אברהם בכל. מחלוקת רבי מאיר ורבי יהודה, what exactly that means? רבי מאיר אומר שלא הייתה לו בת. What does it mean that הקדוש ברוך הוא gave him everything? Everything means no girls. רבי יהודה אומר שהייתה לו בת ובכל שמה. רבי יהודה says no, he had a girl and her name was בכל. So the Gemara wants to be, מה אתה צוחק? Anyway, The Gemara wants to be tole this question in that machloket, which the Gemara says, just even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Avraham Avinu had a girl, that means just that he wasn't lacking anything. Doesn't say anywhere over there, according to him, that girls are better. So the Gemara comes out and says a different ma'amar, where we can derive that according to, and by the way, Rav Chasda said that about himself. Machloket Rashbam and Tosfot, exactly what he meant. Rav Chasda said, in my family, I like the girls better than the boys. The Rashbam says, because his boys didn't work out so much. The Tosfot says that's not true. He had sons who were tremendous, Tamda Chachamim. But why did he say he liked his daughters more than his sons? Because his sons-in-law were more chashuv than his sons. Kach amar Rav Chasda. Anyway, mikol makom, so he says, that being the case, the Gemara ends off and says, according to the Biuda, why is it that girls are more chashuv than boys? He says, because boys, according to Rabbi Meir, boys are more chashuv because they have the zchut to learn Torah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, girls are more chashuv, they have to be protected more, kehechi dela litazlana, so that they don't get, you know, they don't flake into getting off the derech and dealing with all sorts of shtuyot. Anyway, the Gemara is tole in that thing. Comes out that according to that Gemara, and the previous Mishnah, which speaks about all sorts of Yerushot, the Mishnah says, "Habanim Yirshu vaBanot Yizonu," which means men get Yerusha, they get inheritance, property. Women get Mizonot, food. So I said at the Yartza yesterday, I wasn't giving a Shir Klali, but I was trying to say, you see from the Gemara, you know, when it comes to a Yartza, what do people think it's about? Eating, you know, it's all about the eating, and brachot are great, all fine, you know, ashkavot and stuff like that. It's all great. It seems from the Gemara that girls are meant to eat. Boys are meant to learn. Even according to Rabbi Meir, that there's a chashivut of men over women, that's only because men learn. So if you're just eating and not learning, what does that make you? Anyway, so that was at a yartza. Anyway, good.
How do we paskin halakha?
Paskin? Funny yoda. Anyway. Huh? Women are always, the Gemara says because of harvacha. You got to take care of the girls. A father usually wants to, he feels worse for the girls than he does for the boys because he says, you know something, when I die, at least the boys can usually unless he's, you know, just busy eating, you know, he can fend for himself. But the girls in general, they're supposed to be busy eating. Well, not so much, but anyway, but, you know, not in this generation. Bizman HaGemara is considered, you know, if you were skinny or overly skinny, Bizman HaGemara, nobody wanted to marry you. You know that. They used to. The reason for that is because it was a sign of illness. They used to have, for skinny girls, you know, it's a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat. They used to have something called Anakim, which is, the Gemara is done, whether you can go out with that on Shabbat, whether you can carry that on Shabbat. It was a kind of choker. Girls who were overly skinny, they used to have like this piece of jewelry that they would put as like a choker, and they would put it on their necks very tight to make them look like they had a double chin, so that boys would want to marry them. Kachaya. Kachaya bizman chazal. It's a big zach. Oh, how the times have changed. Aval, mikol makom. Huh? I don't need any chokers. Anyway, kids. Kitzer, mikol makom, that's what it is.
The,
huh? Of how much to eat?
How fat was attractive?
I didn't live in those times. I don't know. I guess it's relative. You know what I'm saying?
300-pound girls look very attractive.
Anyway, mikol makom, just understand, this is the idea, people. We're not here to eat. Okay? No moftchori. We're here to steig. No, be'emet, we're here to steig. That's what it's all about. I told them at the yard side. You know, anybody can eat for the neshama. It takes a real gavra to learn for the neshama. And then after I said that, I made a double siyum on two masachtot in Yerushalmi, right after, just for them to understand, right after that. And then they offered me food and I said no. Anyway, good. Huh? When I left, I think I left them like dumbfounded. Like, you know when you're like completely, you know that deer in the headlights kind of. Huh? I don't know. Whatever. No, it was very nice. But I tried to drive the point home. Stop eating. Start learning. The food will always be there. The Torah will not. Meaning the Torah will always be there. But you won't always be able to. You'll always be able to eat. Don't worry. You won't always be able to learn. You're going to get old and busy and unfocused, and nothing's going to penetrate anymore. Stam, Hillel, what do you think? Hillel said in Pirkei Avot, "Al tomar lech she'efneh shnei Hashem melot tipaneh." It's not just that you won't have time. Even if you naniach, you get old and you'll have the time. Who says it's going to sink in? Nachon? Who says your brain function is going to be at the same capacity? When you're young, you're fresh, you're determined. You know, you're like wet cement. Let yourself soak in the Torah Kedoshah. At least now. Yeah? When it soaks in, even when you grow older, you won't lose it. You'll have it. But if you try to soak it in later, it's like trying to get a cat's paw prints into dried cement. It doesn't work. Verstehst? Girls eat. Boys learn. Yom Tov.